Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pinehurst, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
And as always, we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Good show lined up for you. Coming up this morning on the program in 20 minutes, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day. And in 40 minutes, it is here. The 12 days of Christmas arrives. I hope you all had a healthy and happy Thanksgiving yesterday with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. That kicked off the 12 DA season, and so today we begin the countdown with the first four out.
I got a candidate for the 12 DAs, okay?
That's right. We begin the countdown today. Think of today as number 16, if you will. We will have the first four out and then count down the top 12 most memorable moments of the DA shows 2022.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Also coming up this morning on the show, Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM, college football analyst, will join us ahead of championship weekend in college football. Also, in hour number four, a very special guest in studio, Gautam Chopra is going to join us here in studio, filmmaker, sports documentarian. The Religion of Sports is a project he has worked on. He'll be in studio with us coming up on the show in hour four. Let us begin with Thursday Night Football, which has been defined all season by ugly matchups. Al Michaels being dragged to the broadcast booth by the smell of $100 bills. Come on, Al. Come on. I know you like this stuff. Don't look at who's playing. But I know you like this. I know you like the cash, the money.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
And tonight, the opposite. We got a good game. We got Bills and we got Patriots. Not only big time matchup in terms of rivalry, distaste, two different styles, but also we've got playoff implications. Right now, as it stands in the AFC, the Chiefs are the one seed at 9-2. They have a game lead over the Dolphins, who would be the two seed. The Titans lead the South. They'd be the three. And the Ravens, at the moment, still hold the tiebreaker over the Bengals. They're the four seed as the AFC North winner. The Bills would be the top wild card team at five. The Bengals, a wild card team at six. And the Jets, at the moment, the final wild card team at seven. Because the Jets and the Bengals are 7-4. The Patriots and the Chargers are 6-5. So at the moment, the Pats are on the outside looking in. The Bills still hoping to win the division to at least get one playoff game in Buffalo. Tonight, Thursday Night Football from Foxborough. Who needs this one more? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
I mean, it's been put together the right way. They've got guys up front that can handle the run by themselves at times. They've got physical linebackers that play downhill. And then they've got a group of cover guys in the back, let's just call it seven, even, that do multiple things.
You know, very dangerous out of the pocket. It's dangerous in the pocket. So, again, just team defense, you know, playing with our leverage, using our teammates' help, them being where they need to be, being aggressive. He's a hard guy to get. And you just can't stand there and watch him throw.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
All right, those were the two coaches, Sean McDermott, Bill Belichick, going into tonight's game. While the Bills absolutely need tonight's game from just a number of wins standpoint, and the Bills absolutely get all twisted into knots when they lose to the Patriots. We saw this last year on that Monday nighter at a windy Buffalo Bills site and home game where the Bills couldn't throw the football and the Patriots refused to throw and won that crazy punt-laden ground attack game. The wind game, if you will. Even though the Bills absolutely hate losing to Bill and the Patriots, the Patriots need this one more. They need this one more because they are, as I mentioned, still on the outside looking into the playoff race. And the Bengals are getting better. And the Jets finally found a quarterback, seemingly. And the Patriots can't afford many losses down the stretch because they already are trailing in the standings for the final wild card spot. So this one, the Patriots need far more. Now, if you look at two of the schedules, both these teams' schedules moving forward, the Pats do have a slightly easier schedule the rest of the way. For the Bills, they've still got two against the Pats, this one, and then to finish the regular season at home. They've got the Jets and the Dolphins, both in Buffalo, and then their two non-divisional games at the Bears, at the Bengals. So really, they only have one breather left, and that's the Bears game. The Patriots have two breathers left. They've got the Cardinals and the Raiders. They've also got the Dolphins and a game against the Bengals as well. And so neither one of those teams has a layup against Cincinnati. Now, who knows? Maybe Josh McDaniels taking on his old team, going up against his mentor, the Emperor Darth Hoodie. Maybe that's a stumble game for the Patriots, but at the very least, the Pats have to start getting wins, and they have to start stacking W's, and they cannot fall farther in this race, and so tonight is crucial for them. I think the fact of the matter is the Patriots are inferior to the Bills. I think that's just the fact. You can doll up Mac Jones's numbers all you want. And on Thanksgiving, he put up 380 yards passing. He got good protection that night. And there was a couple of calls that didn't go the Patriots' way. I'm so sad. The referee screwed us. I heard Patriots fans doing that. Oh, well, now you know how 20 years of everybody else felt against you when you got every call. The fact is that the Bills are more talented. The Bills have a superior quarterback. The Bills have better depth and better talent at almost every position. The coaching is what always worries me about the Bills against the Patriots. Because McDermott has had his pants pulled down by Belichick before. The Bills have had a series of calamities coaching-wise over the course of McDermott's career. And going into Foxborough tonight in prime time, do I love that coaching matchup for the Bills? No, I don't. But the last two times these two teams played, it was heavy advantage Bills. It was last year, regular season in Foxborough, redemption for the way that they lost in Buffalo. Josh Allen had himself one of his best games as a pro. And then the playoff game, which was an absolute destruction, obliteration, one of the grandest moments in recent NFL history, watching the Patriots get picked apart like a turkey carcass the day after Thanksgiving. But do I feel comfortable with McDermott v. Belichick if I'm a Bills fan? No, I don't. But who needs this more? Look, the Bills can lose this game and still make the playoffs comfortably. The Patriots lose this game and fall to 6-6 and still have another against the Bills in a trip to Buffalo. And also have to take on the Dolphins again this year and take on the Bengals. I don't like my chances. So the Patriots need tonight's game because 6 losses after tonight and then those 3 still to go. Bengals, Dolphins, Bills to wrap up the regular season. That's potentially 9 losses for the Pats. That puts them at 8-9, and that ain't making the playoffs in the AFC. Patriots need tonight's game more. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Yesterday, I told you about the Rose Bowl holding out because they wanted special favors. Considerations, a nod to their history and their influence in the next college football playoff contract. Because they didn't want to move out of that wonderful January 1 late afternoon spot where the sunset happens over the San Gabriel Mountains and they get to do their sit on the throne as the emperors of the bowl season thing that the Rose Bowl loves doing. But they were the only hurdle in the way of expanding the playoff 2 years earlier, breaking the current contract and having the playoff expand to 12 for the 2024 season instead of 2026. Reports coming down last night, Pete Thamel, ESPN, says the Rose Bowl has agreed to the terms of breaking the current contract. And that would mean a consensus. That would mean college football can move ahead. And that would mean, huzzah! We've got an expanded college football playoff for the 2024 season. So that means only a 4-team playoff happens this year and next year. And then we're into the big boy land of an expanded, bloated 12-team playoff. I said this yesterday. I'll hammer this home consistently. I'm not anti the 12 because I appreciate the access to a playoff and a national championship for more teams, more schools, more fan bases. College football's always been a really weird place where you kind of didn't know who was most worthy of a title because we didn't really decide it on the field. And there was only a small group of schools or teams that could really dream about truly winning a national championship. And so to break that open and really make it, okay, let's have a tournament here. Let's have a real tournament and see who's the best. I appreciate, but I don't think 12 was necessary. I think 8 felt far better. To me, six conference champions, the five Power Five and one Group of Five champ, and then two wild cards is about all I need to decide a fair national champion. For 12 this year, let's just take the top 12 of the college football playoff rankings at the moment. Yeah, you get your Georgia, your Michigan, your TCU, your USC. And okay, you can make the argument for a one-loss Ohio State team and a two-loss Alabama team. Do you also need a two-loss Tennessee, a two-loss Penn State, a two-loss Clemson, a three-loss Kansas State, a three-loss Utah, and a two-loss Washington? Those are your top 12 teams in the country in the playoff rankings. My guess is you'd say, no, I don't think we need Washington in this playoff. I think I could do without three-loss Utah in this playoff, DA. Yeah, I don't think I need the loser of one of these conference championship games to necessarily get in. But that would be the deal here with the 12-team playoffs. So buyer beware, but we are going to get this, it looks like, in 2 years instead of four because the Rose Bowl has stood down. Stand down, Rose Bowl. Stand down. When we come back on the show, we've got Soundcheck, your best audio of the day. Mike McDaniel mic'd up is so good. And our friend Zach Gelb had new Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule on the show. We'll hear from that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
And remember that the DA show is always available in podcast form. Want to hear something again? Miss it the first time? You got it. Full 4 hours of the best of the show always available, plus a brand new PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the podcast about the show. Soundcheck begins with Quinnen Williams, defensive lineman of the Jets, ahead of Jets and Vikings. Hey, Quinnen, just how tough is that quarterback on the other side of the field?
I think he's an amazing quarterback, man. He makes the throws. They got receivers that make unbelievable catches, and they run their offense well-oiled. So you got a great running back, great quarterback, great offensive lineman, a great receiver. So it's going to be a challenge and a great opportunity.
It's a lot of greats. Jets are in Minnesota taking on the Vikings. So if you're scoring at home, quarterback's great. Wide receivers are great. Running backs are great. Defense is great. It's a great team. Now, why is that? Are they, though? Are the Vikings a great team? I would not consider them a great team.
Kind of feels like two teams that are sort of mirroring each other this weekend, right? Where, like, are we supposed to trust them?
Well, The Vikings are a better team than the Jets simply because they've had consistent quarterbacking this year. The Jets have the better defense. But I think that, yeah, neither one of these teams is a great team. I think there's only, there might only be two great teams in the NFL this year, the Eagles and the Chiefs. You could make the argument there's one great team in the NFL, that's the Chiefs.
Right.
If you wanted to argue that the Dolphins have become a great team, I'd listen. You could argue that based on the Bills' track record, they're a great team. I'd listen. I would not call either the Jets or the Vikings great at this juncture. Speaking of those Dolphinos, how about Mike McDaniel, their head coach? He was mic'd up on Sunday. And how about Mike McDaniel not worrying about upsetting Tua, going in on Tua during the game for his high school footwork?
I woke up like at 3 and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was thinking about when you randomly hit me up that you're YouTubing me.
Yeah.
And so then I YouTubed you and heard and saw this Trent Dilfer thing showing all this high school from you.
Great.
And bro, your technique was trash. You know what I mean? Thank God for Bev.
What are you talking about? No rhythm, no timing? Is that what you're talking about?
It was cool though, because you could see little elements of like your swag. But you were stressed out.
Woo!
Your technique was trash during a game. Mike McDaniel telling Tua. Footwork. Technique. Trash in high school. Remember in the offseason, we would play Mike McDaniel clips, and I'm like, I love this guy. I love this guy because he was the one coach that I had heard, the only one that seemingly had no ego whatsoever, that didn't have to prove anything to anyone. I mean, Sean McVay, who wants to be Boy Wonder, has to recite every play he's called since 2017, always needed to prove how smart he is. All these guys, we're going to do it this way, my way, build a culture. I'm going to call this play. We got this schematic advantage here. This is what we do. This is how we do it. I mean, does anybody have a bigger ego than Matt Rhule, who's accomplished nothing in the NFL? I mean, super ego. And Mike McDaniel never had any of that. And he just was completely self-effacing. He was just completely, totally normal. He had a good sense of humor. And it wasn't like football was life or death. He had some levity. I'm like, I love this guy. I love this guy. And I said, he will connect with players differently than any other coach in the NFL will connect. Because he's real. There's no pomp. There's no circumstance. There's no bluster. There's no this is life or death. I could have never expected it to be this good. But there you go is a good example. In the middle of a game, we all thought that Tua was mentally fragile and he was soft. And I said all those things. I'm still saying those things. But here's Mike McDaniel in the middle of a game tweaking his quarterback about how his footwork used to be trash. And specifically that quarterback. I think that's the type of thing that makes Tua trust Mike McDaniel. McDaniel's not doing that to tear him down. He's not doing that to put himself up on a pedestal. He's doing it to release the pressure. He's doing it to make it seem like, hey, we're buds here. And so you can trust me when I tell you you need to do this. You know it's coming from a good place. Now, it also helps that you have a 30-point lead against the Texans. So that's a good game to do that in. That's not in Buffalo. That's not playing the Patriots. But still, that's a great moment. It's a very insightful moment about why it's working in Miami. And the best thing that ever happened to the Dolphins was Sean Payton not taking that job, meaning Mike McDaniel was the head coach. And finally, speaking of Matt Rhule, victory tour time for Matt Rhule. dude, you sucked for 3 years in Carolina, run out on a rail from the Panthers, but now you got a new job and suddenly it's victory lap time. I'm doing Good Morning Football. I'm doing Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I'm here. I was awesome. Remember, once upon a time, I was awesome. Remember Baylor? Remember Temple? I'm awesome. Don't forget that. So last night, here's Zach, and Raz dug up a clip of Gelb reminding everybody that those two guys are BFFs.
You've always had the unique ability to find the guy that was overlooked and someone that wasn't properly rated and not only know that they're going to be good, but then develop them. Like, I'll never forget when I went to one of those cold practices in the middle of winter, coming out of a fraternity house, probably a little hungover for being real, but you invited me down to practice. And you told me, watch Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick's going to be great. And then the next 2 years, you saw him develop and eventually become a first round pick. And he was a walk-on at Temple. How do you continue to develop these guys that are overlooked and may not have the most stars attached to their name?
Yeah, you know, we just try to find guys with traits.
Now, finding those diamonds in the rough, does that include anybody on the Panthers?
Exactly! Exactly! That's his calling card based on what? P.J. Walker wasn't that in the NFL.
Now, Matt, you've always had this wonderful ability to find guys a little under the radar, maybe didn't have the most stars attached to their name, and you always had this innate ability to mess up the quarterback position. Can you tell us how you got so little out of Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, PJ Walker, Cam Newton? How is it possible that you got just so little production out of the quarterback position from so many different guys? That's really an incredible talent that you have.
Hey, Matt, you had Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore, and yet we continue to be one of the worst offenses in football.
It should be noted that not only did Rule jump on Gelb's show, which is a good get, by the way. I mean, that's cool for CBS Sports Radio to have Rule on the show or on the network. So that's a good spot. But he's also doing this victory tour. He was on with Peter Schrager as well.
Yeah.
From Good Morning Football. He was on Good Morning Football a week and a half ago or so, 2 weeks ago. And we're going to play some more of Matt Rule from Schrager's podcast coming up here later on in the program. But the moment Matt Rule has a decent job, the moment he gets hired, suddenly it's, hey, book those spots. Book those interview spots. Get them out there. Get them out there. So, Matt, I know that somehow you saw the greatness from Hassan Reddick, but how were you so bad at getting so little production out of the quarterback position? And just a quick question here. Somehow you built Baylor and you built Temple into competitive winners, and by year three, you were probably worse as a Panthers team than you were in year one. How does that happen? Tell me the secret here behind taking a Panthers team and making it worse. Oh, and one more question, Matt. What do you think is the secret sauce to Steve Wilkes' success this year after he replaced you? Seems like they actually want to play for their head coach now. They're playing with effort and desire. They beat the Buccaneers pretty handily. The Panthers actually have juice now. After you left, what do you think that can be credited to? That you kind of suck. Oh, and Matt, one other question. Will you be available to park cars in the Bob's Bar Show? And that is your sound check. Gelb has brought this up, and other listeners have brought this up as well. The bet on the line for the Bob's Bar Show coming up in May is that the loser of the Mraz versus Gelb picks has to dress up as Matt Rule. Just stupid and humiliating, but of course. And the question is it Matt Rule Panthers or is it Matt Rule Huskers? Which Matt Rule do you have to dress up as? If Gelb loses, he's got to be dressed up as Matt Rule and park everybody's car, including yours, the listeners, Dan in Mechanicsburg's overheating Thunderbird. He's going to have to take and park down the street.
I was going to add about Dan.
While he wears a PJ Walker jersey, by the way.
if Mraz loses, he's going to be dressed up as Matt Rhule and get down in all fours as we paddle him, I think, or play pin the tail on the oinker.
Yeah, I think you're pinning tails
on my
rumpus.
I want to see Dan from Mechanicsburg dress as different head coaches. You know, we went through the outfit changes. Yeah. So, like, hour one, he could be Jim Tressel with the sweater vest. Hour two, Bobby Petrino with the neck brace. Like, he just does that hourly. That could be a good fit.
But which Rhule is it going to be?
So I kind of have always thought this. It should be Rhule of your choice.
Is that right?
Where we don't know what
Rhule. Spin the wheel of Rhule?
Yeah, we don't know what Rhule is walking through the door. The only caveat I would say is it's probably a little lazy if Gelb comes as Temple Rhule because he's got a million temple items and stuff. But I think whatever Rhule you should choose, you should choose.
It's Mraz, like, you'd look cute in Carolina blue, I think.
Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't fully thought about this, but I would probably go Panthers Rhule, but I don't think it's crazy to go Nebraska or Baylor Rhule.
I like Panthers Rhule because it's the most desperate of the rules. It's the saddest of the rules. He always seemed disheveled, 5 o'clock shadow, rumpled shirt. I like that Rhule the best. Wondering why the hell his team sucked so bad.
Sitting in the corner drinking alone. Just nursing that warm Budweiser.
Greg Caserta is back in with us this morning in for Andrew Bogish and has our headlines. Mr. Caserta.
DA, we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. We knew the college football playoff would be expanding. We just didn't know when until last night. A bunch of tweets from our friend Ryan Hickey from the Zach Gelb Show and a host in his own right here
on the
network.
Did Hickey break the news?
I don't really follow the college football beat.
It wasn't Bruce Feldman. It wasn't Pete Thamel. It was Ryan Hickey. He's breaking the news last night on the Rose Bowl. He's got good sources out there out west.
College football insider Ryan Hickey alerted me to this news. The almighty Rose Bowl cleared the field for expansion for the final 2 years of the current deal, so it'll now kick in 2024. We'll go from four teams, jump right into the deep end with 12. Of course, money, 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 the big question. With nearly $450 million tied into the last 2 years of this current playoff contract, some estimates have the expanded field starting in 2026 when this deal ran out, but now it'll be here a couple of years sooner. On the college football police blotter, Mickey Joseph, who was interim head coach at Nebraska for 9 games after Scott Frost was fired, was arrested yesterday by Lincoln PD on suspicion of strangulation and third-degree domestic assault.
Oh, God.
Officers responded to a domestic disturbance call. Joseph was then placed on administrative leave by the school. And the son of former NFL quarterback John Kitna is in a lot of trouble. 19-year-old Florida Gators backup Jalen Kitna was arrested by Gainesville PD on 2 counts of distribution of child exploitation material and 3 counts of possession of child pornography.
Oh, God.
On the coaching front, Trent Dilfer introduced at UAB. Contract details were not disclosed, but he was reportedly making over $1 million a year to coach at nationally ranked Lipscomb Academy in Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah,
that high school pays $1 million a year?
One estimate was at 1.3.
What do you think your high school head coach makes?
I'm not joking when I say this. 30 grand?
So, if
well, no.
No, to coach.
Oh, he's not a full-time teacher?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's an addition to the teaching. Yeah, I mean, combining it to be a teacher, probably in the six figures, sure.
Yeah.
I think my high school, if I remember, coaches got... For every sport they coached, if they were on staff as a teacher, it was like $7,000 or $10,000.
7 to 10 grand to coach. Yeah, a team.
Yeah, each sport.
Now, probably a little bit more for your football team.
Right, head coach of football and basketball, I think, is different.
Right, but, I mean, so, Ed, let's just say for a regular public high school like all of us went to,
mm-hmm.
we didn't go to a Texas high school where it's Friday Night Lights. Probably 15 grand is your average for a high school public head coach.
And most coach more than one sport just to supplement their income.
And they're also a gym teacher or the AD or the science teacher. Or
driver's ed.
Or driver's ed. And Trent Dilfer made $1 million a year.
That's some estimates,
coaching Lipscomb Academy, which is a high school.
Why would you leave?
He might take a pay cut to go to UAB.
That's
and what are parents paying to get their kids into Lipscomb? It's got to be a private school, right?
It's an academy,
an academy, so, I mean,
but even
geez.
If it's, what, 30 grand a year, I mean, still $1 million. What could the UAB job pay maybe two.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Why else would you take that job?
Well, I think you take the job because it's college, but to that point, I don't think it's a financial move.
And what are you coaching? How many games are you coaching in high school? A dozen?
Yeah, you play probably a 10-game regular season, maybe a 9-game regular season, and then states.
And they probably play some showcase games maybe, like Friday night games or something. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's bananas.
$1 million for a high school coach. That's a wowie.
It's total wow. Also, a reminder, my kids are not going to private school. No chance.
Oh, there's no chance.
No, I pay enough in taxes. You get, I don't care if it's the worst school in America. You're going.
You can't send your kid to a private school.
No.
Bogus went to a private school.
I know, yeah. Bob Bogus, you should find out. Probably a little snooty, huh?
I don't know which one he went to.
It was Regis.
I mean, the idea that my parents would have paid for me to go to seventh grade?
No.
Ninth
shots.
Grade? No chance. No
and what
chance.
A waste of money it would have been for me to sit in a class paid for.
But I think that Bogus went because of religious reasons. He went to a Catholic school.
Okay. I mean,
now, he's not very religious anymore, but I think that was the reason that they put him in.
All right, fine.
My dad went to Poly Prep in Brooklyn, and when he was there, it was an all-boys school. And he said, like, there were 70 guys in his graduating class. So, like, you knew everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And when I went to visit high schools, I went to look at Bergen Catholic in New Jersey, all boys school, had a great open house. And as soon as we left, my dad goes, you're going to public school. He goes, you have to mix with girls. Like, that's basically what he said. Don't go to school with all boys. I did it. I would recommend not doing it.
Yeah, I had no luck with girls in high school. No. But the idea that I couldn't even look at one... or have one next to me in a class, that would have been devastating.
Yeah, the show would have gone in a very different direction.
I would have been in bad shape. I would have had the biggest chest.
Oh, man. And despite some shuffling within the athletic department, Neil Brown is getting one more year at West Virginia in 2023. 22-25 there over four seasons. And when you do some... pouring through the numbers, it's a sizable buyout for him. That would be about $13 million if they let him go after next season. So he's a lame duck. Mm-hmm. But of course, now as time goes on, the buyout will decrease over time. NFL, when I was sitting over there on Friday, show DA, I said that nothing good ever comes out of doing Hard Knocks. You've talked about the dysfunction in the desert for the Cardinals, and I'm sure you saw this yesterday. Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden on their podcast called All Things Covered, and they talked about Peterson's former team.
And he signed that extension last March. But see, just verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately, but it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Well, I got to. So, I can't argue that I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
That's Patrick Peterson saying that. And
that
Peterson,
Kyler doesn't care about anybody but himself.
And Peterson played with Kyler in 19 and 20.
Right.
Or played for the Cardinals 19 and 20. I think Kyler was a rookie in 20.
Kyler, I think, was 19 was a rookie. He was the first pick in 19.
Oh, okay. So he played with them for 2 years and says, Kyler don't care about anybody but Kyler.
You're talking about a defensive captain, too. You're not talking about the second string safety. You're talking about the guy on defense.
Hello. Starting to get the truth of Kyler Murray. Selfish baby. Oop, did I say that? Yeah. Did I say that out loud?
Now, Murray responded and tagged Peterson on Twitter, and he said, this isn't true. You on some weird bleep. You got my number. If you really felt like this as a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow. And I'm torn on this because I really like Patrick Peterson, and I would definitely listen to this podcast. But I never like when active players do this. Like, to me, that kind of... that old sanctity of the locker room in the clubhouse. Like, I always have a weird thing when active players do stuff like that.
I mean, on the one hand, you could understand Kyler Murray saying, hey, we played together. I thought we were teammates. Like, if you got a problem with me, tell it to me privately. I could understand that. At the same time, if Patrick Peterson is to honestly assess guys and played with Kyler Murray, his opinion's very valid. And wouldn't you want to know what Peterson really thought? Mm-hmm. That's why you would listen to his podcast. That's why you would take his analysis seriously. If Peterson thinks that, but on his podcast says, no, Kyler's a really good teammate. He cares about everybody. Like, then he's just outwardly lying. So yeah. You'd rather have Peterson be honest here, even if it rubs Kyler the wrong way. But the deal is that Peterson ain't the first and won't be the last to say this exact thing about Kyler Murray. So, Kyler, get your pennies out of a bunch. You know, take a moment away from Call of Duty. This is what people think about you all the time.
Finally, another team with an overpaid declining quarterback is the Broncos. Sierra threw Russell Wilson a birthday party on Tuesday night, which shows how different our lives really are. Apparently, about half of the team showed up, and I'm okay with it because I thought about it. If someone here threw a party for everyone at the network and WFAN, and it wasn't one of the bosses, and I didn't like that person, I wouldn't go.
No, absolutely not.
So I'm okay with the Broncos being like, it's Tuesday, I want to stay home.
Oh my God, I'm totally okay with the Broncos not going to that thing. Now, going to a party that Sierra throws is probably a badass party.
Yes.
But if you don't want to support, well, if you don't feel great about Russ, then you could understand that. All right, thank you, Greg. When we come back here after the show, we get the 12 DAs of Christmas first, four out. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Somebody screwed me here!
Who can trust you?
Somebody screwed me! I look like a fool now! I don't want to look like a fool!
Me neither.
He hit it higher than the kids on HBO's Euphoria!
What evidence do you have that you have the stick handling, skating ability, balance, speed, or agility of Pavel Bure? What evidence?
I don't have evidence.
Okay.
Why are we not focused on that? Instead, what power sounds like? Why am I doing this? Why am I typing a script like this?
I don't like that he's quiet. You and I could describe the pain the last time. He can't even bring himself to talk right now.
He just keeps saying it's hot.
That call courtesy of the Lightning Radio Network. Yes, the Lightning special teams were a major story. They've got the power. Power. Dun, 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 dun. They got the power. Power. Ross Geller Colton scored the fourth goal of the night, and Tampa Bay wins 4-1 to take a 1-0 series lead.
I know that one.
Why did you sing the echo?
That was a bad choice.
Aaron
too.
Carter or Justin Timberlake. I understand what I am. What I am is a Frito eating fat slob from Long Island. What I'm not is a pop sensation. So when you want me singing, you're gonna get Frito slob from Long Island singing power. And you like it or you take it. Don't grade me down because I didn't understand the song. I mean, come on.
They got the power. Power.
I mean, that's not the same song. It's not even close. The only insult is you insulting Snap.
It is close.
If any of them are still around, they're pissed this morning.
I am not Snap. I have never been talented enough to be in Snap.
Nothing.
I'm Canadian bacon. I'm the oink guy.
Oh, Pete's the oink guy.
That's right. Give me a damn full oink.
How can you defend saying in the middle of a script of highlights... being the guy that delivers the news on the hockey highlights. What night is tonight? What's tomorrow?
I agree. That's why it wasn't a five-oinker.
That's indefensible.
That was not a five-oinker because I screwed that up. You think I'm not punishing myself because I screwed that up? But the writing was good other than that. I just misread it. I'm not asking for five freaking oinks here. Well, what I'm asking for is a little bit of respect on some of the actual writing I got right.
Okay.
All right. Well, what do you score that yourself?
He scored it at 4.
I think that was a 4-oinker because I think the jokes were great. I think I packed a lot in there. And I think you guys overemphasize the negative and don't uplift the positive. I mean, geez, DA, you even admitted you missed the Duclair. Anthony Duclair to 1-0 lead.
I missed that.
You miss it. Why are we not focused on that? Instead, what power sounds like? Why am I doing this? If it's going to come down to one stupid song or one stupid joke, why even do the little details? Why am I typing a script like this?
Power,
why am I doing
power.
This in the morning? Why? I might as well just pick a song and go, you know what? Either they're going to like the song or they're not, and that's how many freaking oinks I'm going to get.
Power.
You totally missed the other good stuff. It's you're a class half-empty jerk.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sitting there all day. Mother-in-law's over. Won't talk to her. Won't talk to my wife because I need my voice for Canadian Bacon. I got to sing, honey. Then I sing. That sounds nothing like it. Yeah, no crap. I'm not in sync.
They've got the power. Power.
Freaking losers.
Oh, man. This is such a good one to kick off the 12 DAs. That is the first of the first four out from May the 18th. When Mraz doing Canadian bacon was upset by the grading system. And Pete just sprinkling in power, power throughout this entire emotional rant by Mraz. The key quote there, which Bogus just killed me with and still kills me with, if Snap is still around, they're pissed. And if they're still around, they're pissed. Because the rendition of their one hit was awful.
It was not awful.
It was bad. It was bad. Full breakdown of the first four out of the 12 DAs coming up later on in the show. But we will play those multiple times throughout the show as we make our way through the 12 DAs of Christmas this month.
I got a candidate for the 12 DAs, okay?
When we come back, Matt Rhule is now the head coach at Nebraska. And is he starting to deflect blame and responsibility from his days at Carolina? It's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.